Is there a story you love to tell? For most of us, it may be tough to pick one because there are so many. God writes a story of our life full of many chapters, struggles, adventures, crazy twists and turns, and joys along the way. Our girls love to hear stories about when they were little. They want to hear about the day they were born or funny things they would say when they were little. My husband and I love to tell the story of how God brought us together. We walked through the years of moving and God leading us to amazing opportunities and experiences. We tell our girls the story of our longing to be parents and how God's timing was so perfect. We share how He met us with sweet grace over the years of waiting. There are so many stories of sweet friendships over the years that make us belly laugh to the point of tears. I can connect with my roommates from college, and the stories we tell are so familiar, we die laughing before we even finish. When our families get together, we enjoy sitting around the table, telling stories. Special memories of vacations, times we were snowed in and watched movies for 3 days straight, the time I was 3 years old and was left in the church building asleep while my family walked home to the parsonage because my mom thought my dad had me and my dad thought my mom had me. I, of course, don't remember any of it, but I love to tell the story that my mom loved to tell me. Stories of grandparents getting married under a tree, or the time I was told not to run in church, but I did, and I have a scar to prove it. My story is something I cherish. I don't take any moment for granted. There are many chapters, and the older I get, the story grows sweeter. As I have opportunities to share parts of my story, the common thread of God's amazing grace and love is woven through every single detail. I don't hesitate to share any of it, even though certain chapters may be tougher to go back to. Still, Jesus, through it all, was always with me and always enough. That's the story I love to tell. Like the prophet Isaiah said, I will tell of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds for which He is to be praised. The paths we take, the stories of our life, are treasures, and not one is wasted. The disciples who walked with Jesus had many stories to tell. These 12 men ate, journeyed, and ministered with Jesus for over 3 years. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, in his gospel shares the story of Jesus, every detail written carefully so that we may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, sent to save all who believe in him. John ends out his gospel account this way, John 21:24. This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. John has so many stories of Jesus still to tell. He wraps up his gospel wanting us to know more than anything that it's all true. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus and everything in between. Read them and believe because he was there. John loved to tell the story of Jesus, and every story led to this. The love of God for the world is so great, he sent his son to die for all of our sins so that all who believe will have everlasting life. That's the truth. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love for me. If you want to know more about it, read the book of John. It could change your story for eternity. I'm Lori Klein.